The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds. Yeah, I guess her eyes kind of bulged out and everything when I. Like,
jeez.
Somebody's has.
I don't
hearing,
know.
Hearing issue over there.
Blah blah blah
blah blah blah.
Good morning. It's Sunday, May 12th. Holy crap! 2024. Once again, my name is Mark Kent. I'm your host. You're listening to Sovereign Minds. The radio program, and tomorrow we'll be doing Sovereign Minds, the podcast. We're starting it back up over there at Mountaintop Media, and they've revamped and retooled.
But we haven't been in there, but yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be looking forward and excited about that. Happy Mother's Day to everybody who's a mother.
Happy Mother's Day.
Went out to dinner last night and had a nice big dinner and took the kids out and
Boy, that must have been a fortune in today's world.
It was actually a gift, actually.
Oh, there you go.
And so I just used a gift card that somebody gave me and went over to Carline's over there, really good food, and had a good time. So I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
And the kid that rocks around the clock faster and speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed download, 10th degree bipedal ram. Hi, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning. Morning.
And the crowd goes wild. Brought to you by...
And I went, yay.
Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agents, down there at 810 Main Street, Red Bluff. Her phone number is 530-527-5534. She's the best and will take care of all your insurance needs. Julie's quite a gal. She really knows what she's doing, and I've been using her for quite some time now for my own insurance needs. Also, Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. That's 530-605-9575, licensed and bonded. And Crackmasters with Jeff Wurst. He's your guy, right?
Yeah, I like Jeff down there.
Jeff's a great guy.
Yeah. I haven't had to go see him lately, but I did.
Might have to. I got a big, I'll tell you, this last road trip, I was like a big rock cracked on the windshield, but I don't think it chipped it, but I was concerned.
It can be a problem, but yeah, he guarantees his work down there. He's the best probably in the whole North State. And go see him if you have a crack or chip. I'm telling you, if he doesn't need to repair it, he'll tell you that. If he does, he'll go ahead and fix you up. So go see him down there on Market Street. And for some reason, I didn't have his phone number up.
If you want the best, go to the worst.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to text somebody some information. Oh, the number is 530-241-8373.
There you go. Nice save. All right. So, I want to go over today. You know, we've got a guest coming in at 11, Laura Hobbs, Dr. Laura Hobbs, and I'm sure we'll be talking about the election stuff. And, you know, I went to the last Board of Supervisors meeting, and you got the Marxist meatheads are up there. Election deniers! You know.
There's no proof.
You know, these guys are like the reality deniers. These guys wouldn't know. They are so ideologically driven that the truth could kick them in the freaking cojones, and these guys wouldn't say crap.
Shinola?
Shinola.
Shinola.
They wouldn't say Shinola. they get slapped around by the truth, and they'd still be, no, stop it! You know, because they don't have any vested interest in what the truth is. They have a vested interest in political gain. And when you are so slanted that you will ignore facts, no matter what they are, you're a moron. Okay? You might be a moron. And you might have to look at yourself in the mirror every day and go, yep, you're a moron.
That's the problem. They don't look at themselves at all.
Well, if they did look at themselves, you know.
No, that's what the mask is for.
Oh, yeah.
Can't
see. I forgot. I wonder if they wake up with their mask on.
Probably. I mean, you still see to this day people walking around.
And yes, you do.
They absolutely look like everything that's the embodiment of mental illness.
They should just do like the unknown comic thing. You know,
just cover the whole face.
Just put a paper bag, cut some eye holes, and then, you know, they just be like non-existent, because at this point in time, does anybody listen to anything they have to say or care about anything they have to say?
That's why they support Hamas so much. They cover their faces too.
It's like, you know, these people have become so irrelevant, and that's why the polls are so slanted against the Biden's campaign and this whole progressive movement, because everybody's waking up to the fact that you guys are just full of horse patooey, period. And it's like, so they're going to try to shame you. They're going to try to call you names, and you're just like, here's the middle double barrel, you know.
Did you see the crowd at the Trump rally?
I saw that it was like 100,000
people. And then, on the other side, they're saying nobody shows up for these Trump rallies, you know, the MAGA people and all this.
Right. Because everything.
There were so many people there, they didn't know what to do with them all.
They lie about everything. Okay? I mean, Trump collusion, the laptop, J6 was an insurrection. No, it wasn't really an insurrection. Usually when you have an insurrection, you show up with like guns and things and stuff like that. And when you storm the Capitol, it's not like a peaceful protest. So everything they said.
Yeah, but they always.
Has been BS.
They always change it around. You know, they called January 6th a insurrection.
No, that's not what they call it.
I almost said something else. You're getting really close. But, in Portland, that wasn't an insurrection at all.
That was just a good time.
Oh, that was just a good time? I forgot. That was a party. I got it. It's a party. Yeah.
A party where they burnt federal buildings.
I'm trying to figure out.
Well, they lie about everything. Yeah. And we know they lie about everything. And so I'm just going to come up here with some, let's play this first, and then we'll come up. What do we got going
on? I don't know what we got going over there. We got Alice the Goon taking pictures.
Looks like, sort of like, olive oil and dry.
Yeah, Alice.
I don't know.
Anyway.
So anyway, let's play this first. Let's go with J.P. Sears. This kind of says it all. Are we ready to go in there? All right. We got a big thumbs up. Here we go. Let's listen to this first. Then we'll talk about it.
Welcome to Lies You Can Trust. Some of these are being pulled off the market for blood clots and whatnot. So tonight we have to do damage control, as it turns out what we've been telling you hasn't been absolutely true. But don't worry, we won't admit we were wrong, because it was the best information we had at the time. We'll also be giving you a rundown on what the world's biggest hypocrite has done, but at least he refuses to apologize for it. But before we get to that, here's what your kids will become if you send them to college.
Do you know what makes me special? I'm a queer. And I'm a what?
You have
bright
to see
future
that
they have,
right.
Where they'll be able to spell at least some words almost correctly. It's also exciting to see a lot of college students bringing back trends from the 1930s. Please do send your kids to college. It's for the greater good. And now to the main story. Do you remember the plandemic that we did? It was pretty good, right? The pandemic that saw the flu coincidentally drop to almost non-existent levels because of the science? Well, after years of vile conspiracy theorists touting dangerous misinformation, where they call life-saving protocols things like clot shots. Those shots are now being taken off the market because it turns out they cause clots. Specifically, AstraZeneca has to take theirs off the market after the company admitted that it causes rare side effects. And please note, those side effects didn't exist until the company had to admit it. Let's hear more.
AstraZeneca is moving towards withdrawing its COVID-19 vaccine worldwide after admitting to a rare side effect. There's a link between the jab and blood clotting in parts of the brain or stomach that can cause long-term disability or death. The drug maker applied to stop use in the European Union with plans to do the same around the rest of the globe. Our regulator discontinued the vaccine last year.
Those rare side effects can be pretty common, unfortunately. Now, one of the faces that you were gullible enough to trust when it came to making decisions about your body is Chris Cuomo. Cuomo, before receiving a career promotion by being fired by CNN, regularly spent airtime demanding that you get vaccinated while staying away from ivermectin. And now Cuomo has admitted that he got sick from the very thing he was promoting, and he takes ivermectin. Rules for me, but not for me, is always exciting. Let's hear what Chris said recently.
I'll tell you something else that's going to get you a lot of hits. I am taking a, what do they call it? Like a regular dose, you know, whatever. They're trying to build up of ivermectin. Mm. Ivermectin was a boogeyman early on in COVID. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't talk about it.
That was wrong. We were given bad information about ivermectin. The real question is, why?
Well, Chris, it turns out why we were given bad information about ivermectin is because you gave it to us.
Ivermectin? A dewormer? Really?
Yeah.
They need to be called out in shame. People so resistant to reason and relying on lies that they would rather try poison. You're not a horse. You are not a cow. Taking a drug that's given to livestock as an anti-parasitic. It doesn't work. Please don't take it.
But you'll be relieved to know that Chris Cuomo has offered no apology or taken any responsibility. And that's why his lies are lies you can trust. After all, he was just innocently shaming people into taking shots from pharmaceutical companies that have a proven track record of safely and effectively putting the health and best interests of people first. Meanwhile, Pfizer has settled in 10,000 lawsuits against them for failing to warn people about the cancer risks in their safe and effective drug called Zantac. I still think they should have mandated that one, too. This just in! Chemtrails definitely don't exist. If they did, don't you think you'd be able to see them? And in keeping up with the times at We Lie to You News, we've recently committed to hiring more women. Not out of social pressure, where we're just trying to make the optics look right. We're doing it because we know women automatically bring more to the table than men do. So for today's weather report, let's throw it over to our new meteorologist, Kelly. Kelly, how's the weather looking today?
I don't know what's going on.
Didn't think you would, Kelly.
You have to see
finally,
the vision.
The Boy Scouts of America have gone non-binary so they can be more inclusive by changing their name to Scouting America. Some say the Boy Scouts are just caving to woke culture after they had to pay $2.5 billion in lawsuits related to sexual abuse of boys, which is another lovely dimension of woke culture. But now, girls, non-binary, unicorns, trans, agender, and furry children will all have the opportunity to be abused by the organization, and that is inclusivity. That's it for today's news! Remember to vote blue in the upcoming election so we can finally end racism.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word a computer is.
Just like she's doing. Good night!
Can you guess who that was?
Hulk.
Unbelievable.
There's a lot to unpack. You know, I mean, what it really tells you is that Cuomo...
He's a horse or a cow now, right?
He's a prostitute is what he is.
He's a prostitute.
That's being nice.
It's like they will say anything they're paid to say, even if it's contrary to their own beliefs. And so that's the problem. And then, and God, I'll tell you what, it's no wonder these Marxist meatheads are running around all over the place with their heads so far up their backsides that they're, you know, well, I probably better not say that what I was going to say, something about shoelaces.
I had somebody quote to me, you know, they don't even, their brain cells are in competition with one another.
Yeah, it's like,
that's the problem. They got competition in their own brain, you know?
So, you know, Jim Jordan asked the question last week when we played a clip was, were you lying or
then or now?
Or guessing? You know, was it misinformation or disinformation? You know, misinformation being the fact that you're telling something that maybe you believe is true, but, you know, you're not doing it, with any intent of deceiving. Whereas disinformation, you're actually telling something you know isn't true, with the intent of deceiving the person who's listening to it. Now.
That's called lying.
Yeah, that's what they call it. And so, you know, so we've got this disgraced former, CNN anchor, Chris Cuomo, admitting that he was injured, by vaccines. And he's doing an interview and then I pulled a clip off of Jimmy Dore that he's basically, let's play this little clip and then we'll go more into the vaccine injury stuff. But it's like, and then we'll talk about the rare side effects.
Because, you mean that the millions of people have?
That's really rare. All you got to do is ask them after you do discovery in a court case and force them to admit that there's a problem. And they're not hiding any of the records, like Pfizer that wanted to, like, you know, not show them for 75 years.
There and they can't cover up all the people that are dropping dead anymore.
Yeah, you know,
you
I
know,
guess
they just fall
suddenly
out.
Died suddenly.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
kind
that's
of a, becoming
a
an
problem.
Issue.
Yeah.
And it's just a few people, you know, but here, okay, that's just great. It's a few people. You think maybe, I mean, I've watched commercials that promote more information about what the drug's going to do to you than the vaccine manufacturers did. Yeah, if you get a lick of brown discharge and you faint and you fall over in traffic, and 1 foot is gets larger than the other and one arm is shorter. You listen to those commercials. These guys didn't tell you. You don't think that, like, that was pertinent information to say that...
Oh, there was side effects with it?
People...
And this could cause...
People... It could cause death. I mean, that would be, like, the number one thing I would look at. You know?
If you die, please discontinue use of the product.
If you died. You know, now, I know several people personally, and I'm just some little guy in a small podunk north town in northern California who doesn't know anything about nothing just because he's out. He never went anywhere in his life because he's a Trumper. And so, you know, so we couldn't know anything. You know, this cracks me up. Oh, you're podunk. You're from Ray. You don't know anything.
You can't possibly know anything.
Yeah, I spent my whole life here. I didn't go into the service or travel abroad or you know, do anything different. I've never been out of the country. I've never been out of the county. I never got educated anywhere.
I just like to say my brain cells aren't in competition with one another.
This is how the right and the left brain got started.
Yeah.
There was the left brain, and they were like a bunch of communists, carrying around little red flags and calling everybody a left brain denier.
And get on the train. Go to the train station. Yeah. It'll be good
you
for
the,
you.
You got the right brain, the people who were actually trying to figure out what the truth was. And so when you got the liars trying to, shut down the people who are telling the truth, that's called conspiracy theory. These people.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
And Bill Gates, the biggest contributor to Pfizer.
I think
making multi-million dollars.
I think what we need to do is get a new a new sponsor, like from like Bear Spray or someplace, or one of those sponsors that protectional spray things for people.
Like Bear Spray?
Yeah, I think Bear Spray. We get a new sponsor. Let's look and see if we can find somebody who Bear Spray. So that would be good because
can
that
you
would
have a liberal
what?
Spray?
Yeah, it's called the truth.
But
truth spray. That's what we'll do. It'll be truth spray. You get hit with it, and you'd have to tell the freaking truth. How cool would that be?
They would outlaw it instantly.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, the Congress because
and you turn green. So there'd be a lot of green people out there.
They're up there in Congress spraying the crap out of each other. Do you know what they found out? They're all lying. So
was that then or now?
Boy. All right. So I want to play this little clip. The hat tip to Jimmy Dore, who's I think a liberal. I don't know. I try to get my information from across the board to see what everybody's saying, and then maybe do a little homework and kind of like use your own cognitive thinking ability, critical thinking, to maybe try to figure out what the truth is. I feel really fortunate when the whole COVID thing came out because I don't trust the government to start with. So when the government tells you everybody get in lockstep and do something, I'm like at the back of the line going, you go first.
you do that.
Considering history.
You do that and let me know how that works for you in
what?
The end.
Because I am a student of history. I've seen what governments do to their people before, you know. I've seen what.
Do you mean this has happened again before?
Well, it's kind of like the latest thing. We got the latest thing, the Gaza. Free Palestine. Well, there's no Palestine.
Yeah, exactly.
But
God.
Free Gaza. Oh, and we're anti, we need to kill all the Jews, from the river to the sea.
And why don't you take your woke, what do you think would happen to you if you took your wokeism to what you call Palestine? Just asking for a
well,
friend.
Well, we talked about that. I think that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I think
on.
What we should
Hello?
Do is have the rainbow ship. It'll be like the rainbow ship, head straight for Palestine.
Yeah.
And we could put all the woke, LBGDQ, FG,
and let me know
XYZ.
How that works for you.
We could put all of the leftist radicals, and we could, and let's march them up into Palestine, and then they could throw a party. It'll be on the penthouse top
floor. Oh, yeah, they're going to have a party, yeah.
It'll be on the top Woo! Floor of a penthouse downtown.
Yeah.
You know, and
play Superman with no cape.
People would be dying to get there.
Huh,
They will.
You might end up naming it Gamora? Something around there?
Or it could be, you know, that they might name a drink after it. It could be like the Gaza flight or, a Singapore sling, maybe.
New meaning. Talk about words, meanings changing.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see it. They go down there, hey, we're from the gay USA, the cult of wokeism, and we wanna enlighten all of you Gazans. Let's have a party. I bet that, you know, if they, they can put out an itinerary, the beheadings at 3, the building jumps at 4, 5 o'clock, podium.
And look, it's a bird, it's a plane.
Well, and so that's the thing that's disconcerting about this whole thing, too, because we've had this masquerade of all this crap presented in front of us, and it almost seems like it's a distraction to prevent what's going on in Ukraine right now.
No.
Now all the crap that's going on in Ukraine, chirp, 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 whispers. Nobody's saying anything.
All right. So we're getting a little far afield here. Just saying.
Fair.
Okay, so this is a little Jimmy
poll.
This is a clip from Jimmy Dore show, which I like watching him sometimes. I think it's really funny. You got to be careful though; they do use a lot of swear words, which are not in this particular clip. I will shut it down because before we get to the swear words, I'll stop it. But this is Chris Cuomo, and he's talking about the problem with the whole COVID thing back in the day. Let's hear what he has to say.
Cuomo is now making the headlines because he got vaccine injured.
Uh-oh.
Wait, remember this?
In his basement?
Think about this. In a world of threats and tyrants and terror, you know what our biggest enemy is in America? Our fellow Americans.
This is before he got vaccine injured.
Which ones?
This is before.
Which Americans?
His brother.
This is before.
Think about this. In a world of threats and tyrants and terror, you know what our biggest enemy is in America? Our fellow Americans. The pandemic is dispositive proof of that. The number of new COVID cases going down. Deaths. Did you know that deaths this year already surpassed 2020's? 352,000. Now we're higher than that. And we have vaccines. How can we be dying more after we have what keeps you from dying?
Good question, Chris.
We have what can save us, but far too many are still in the anti-vax camp, digesting misinformation, literally making themselves sick.
Mm.
Nothing to see here. Move right along. That's a great question, though. How come everybody's dying more since we started the vaccines?
Yeah. I wonder.
Kind of begs the question,
yeah.
Huh?
What's
the common denominator here?
I don't know. When I hear the guy, this is kind of what I think of when I hear the guy.
But you know, that's the way it is with the left. They tell lies in the past, or however they make statements in the past, and we bring it up now that they say the opposite, whichever way.
They don't care.
And they go, oh, well, that's nothing. You know, and it's constant.
They don't
on
care.
Everything. You can bring up clips on everybody.
They don't care what the truth is. They don't care about America. They
that's
don't
true.
Care about the people. What they care about is what their masters tell them to think, and they care about political power. It's that simple. It's really simple. They don't care. And so to try to convince some of these morons is just a, like, you might as well spit in the wind, you know, because these guys, they have zero principles. They have zero search for the truth. They don't care about anything except what they want.
Their feelings.
Their feelings.
Yep, exactly. That's what it's all about. It's how I feel today.
Feeling.
And I think before you sing too much, I think we have to go to a break.
Coming down on
And with that, we're going to take a break, I think. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Yeah, we got to mention the free trial.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Minds, home of the Free Fire Media, truth for the North State. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. But we have a little more to go on this, and this is from Need to Know News. Disgraced former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo admits he was injured by the COVID vaccine, and following a New York Times investigation that found that more than 13,000 injury compensation claims linked to COVID-19 vaccinations have been filed with the federal government, former CNN anchor and vaccine advocate Chris Cuomo said that he, too, has been suffering from side effects. Oh, there's money in it now.
Oh.
I'm suffering. Hold on while I take some more ivermectin, you animal lover, you. While Cuomo did not just give any details about his symptoms or condition, he said that he and millions of others still have weird stuff with their blood work.
No.
Did he say millions? I thought it was just like a rare thing.
Only a few people have side effects,
things like death. Blood clots, Bell's palsy, hypertension, your limbs fall off. I don't know. But
all kinds of stuff.
Okay, so, and they're feeling physically, and their physical feelings. They're feeling physical.
Feelings.
But they're not feeling, they're not going away. Those things, so let's see, death doesn't go away, it just happens, and then if you have millions of other conditions like clots, and weird feelings, and he's got a interview he does with this guy, let's play a few minutes of it, but they're not going away. And Cuomo says that no one is talking about vaccine injuries because of people like you piece of garbage that shamed anybody that didn't take the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, we were bad.
Oh, yeah, anybody who takes ivermectin, they're like a cow or a horse.
They're going to make everybody sick because they didn't get the jab.
I use the paste instead of Crest in the morning. And what? So you shame everybody into getting vaxxed, getting it doubling down, don't use any treatment that works, and now you're saying they are afraid of being blamed for speaking up? mentioned, he also mentioned that he is receiving treatment, but did not disclose the protocol that he's using. What a piece of work.
Yep.
What
a piece of work. I think with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Stone on the line. Good morning.
Stone. It's still plural, by the way. I haven't had any surgery.
All right, sorry.
Plural stones.
Did you call it ivermethadone?
Yeah, that was it. Isn't that ivermethadone or is it ivermectin? I don't know.
Okay. Well, hey, did you get that 8-minute video I sent you about 4 days ago?
On the mRNA shots. Yeah, I did.
I haven't had a chance to really look at it because I couldn't open it on my phone, and then I couldn't find it for some reason when I went in there. And so I'm going to be doing a podcast tomorrow. Maybe you can see if you can get it to me.
I've got it.
If you got it, maybe get it to me because we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll get it from Linda. So, you know, what was admitted now is Bill Gates finally admitted 3+ years later that the COVID vaccines have self-assembling nanotechnology, which, you know, most of us have known for years, right?
What does that mean, that the mRNA group up on you and attack your nervous system or something?
We can do a half-hour show on that, and I'm happy to do that, by the way, but we can do a half-hour show. This is all stuff that citizen journalists did 3+ years ago in the Mountaintop Studios, where we were talking about this very nanotech assembling, et cetera.
So are you a COVID denier?
No, I think I'm an election denier, a COVID denier. I'm everything denier.
You're just a denier.
You're a conspiracy kind of dude, aren't you? Are you out there looking at chemtrails now?
No. Well, today, the last couple of days have been clear, so somebody's turned off the chemtrails.
So you're not worried about it right now?
Well, you know, when those chemtrails are going over, it's hard to tell what they're spraying.
Right. Well, the patents are online at geoengineeringwatch.org. All those patents are online for what's up, what they're spraying on us.
Yeah.
Hey, so remember, this is a reminder. This mRNA stuff is not going away. In 2021, after the COVID shots were released, Moderna was looking into making the flu shot mRNA. That was 3 years ago. Right now, I don't know if they've actually done that. Probably. But Bill Gates admitted in that video that they want the tuberculosis injection to be RNA, and I think they said a couple others. Folks, everything injectable by the FDA and all those kooks is going to go mRNA. It's inevitable.
I'm going to rush right down and get.
Stuff in your body.
I'm going to rush right down and get mine. I swear.
Well, if some of our leftards in town, if you guys need a ride to the next vaccine clinic, just give me a call. I'll give you a ride.
Yeah,
anyways.
It's a good way to eliminate the possibilities of wokeism, I think.
Well, hey, Mark, get into back to the leftards. Some of them are intentionally lying, Mark, yes. Some of them know alternative information, yet they choose to give us the false information. But the other part of this, Mark, is the other group of them, they're narcissistic sociopaths. They have been groomed and brainwashed in our public schools. They only listen to mainstream media and the government narrative. And they're sociopaths. They absolutely believe everything they're saying. And that's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate those people, wound up that way. Let's see. I had a couple other quick things. Let's see. Oh. Yesterday's radio show in the morning, a particular female called in who always does, kept yelling and oh my God, a new FBI, investigation, new FPPC investigation. You know what, folks? For 3+ years since the Moldy recall, you know how many times people have tried to sick a state or federal entity on we American patriots in Shasta County? And it's a lot, by the way. It's a bunch. And there's current FPPC investigations going on from things that happened 4+ years ago. Absolute Barbara Streisand. But here's the point. Nothing has come of any of them. Nothing. Gee, they forgot to report that, right? You remember Modi?
It's all a big conspiracy.
Well, but remember, Modi, Ricker, and Khamenei even sick the FPPC on the recall shot.
They've tried to get everybody on anything they possibly can. They don't care that what you're doing is wrong or right. What they care about is trying to shut you up.
But the point is, there have been no convictions, fines, et cetera, from any of those None.
You know, did you ever watch that movie with Jim Carrey where the guy says, hey, the cops are coming after me again, and I did this and I did that, and I don't know what to do about it. And he says, stop breaking the law.
Hey, Mark, so as you know, the pink eye Gallardo hot sauce day thing, that sits with the DA right now as a mutual combat misdemeanor report.
I know nothing. So, I don't know what you're talking about, Richard. I have no knowledge, or I have never heard.
All right, that's, you know, I'm not going to subpoena you. That's okay.
You can.
Hey, well, here's the deal. Because I know the goons are listening. So, hey, you call Stephanie Bridget on my behalf and tell her Rich says, "Come and get me. I dare you."
Hey!
I dare you to start a Splashgate 2 investigation against Rich Gallardo for a misdemeanor. Are you kidding me?
I just AI'd narcissism. Does this remind you of anybody here? Narcissism is a personality disorder characterized by a sense of grandiosity, the need for attention and admiration, compounded by superficial interpersonal relationships and a lack of empathy. Does that remind you of anybody?
Yeah. Yeah, well, just put the word sociopathic before or after it, and then you have a whole package there.
Let me add to that before, then you finish it.
Yeah.
Well, there's one more thing. There's also narcissistic personality disorder. It's NPD. Is a mental health condition that affects how you view yourself and relate to others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the last thing. I don't watch modern TV anymore. I'm going back and watching a lot of the classics. And
I'm watching Everybody Loves Raymond right now because I can't stand any of the rest
of you. Oh, yeah, yeah. So guess what? I'm watching there was a three-season series called V in 2009.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it was about aliens coming and wanting to be seen kumbaya with the people of the planet. And don't spoil it for me, Mark. I'm only in the first season. But just in the first few episodes, oh, guess what? The aliens are putting something in the flu vaccine for the people to take. You know, these are all documentaries. V was a documentary when it was made. We were just told it was fiction. V for Vendetta, right? Wow, strange how there's another V there. All these shows from the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, they were all documentaries to tell us what was going to happen to us.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I understand your point.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you for the airtime today, folks.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Go American Patriots. Bye-bye.
You bet. All right. So back where we were, narcissism is a self-centered personality style characteristic. Having an excessive preoccupation with one's self and one's own needs, often at the expense of others.
Okay, so I go back to what I've said about the transgender and stuff. Huh, it's a mental illness.
It is. So is it.
A
lot of other things.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of other things that incorporate that, but they don't want to look at it that way.
Well, of course not, because that would mean looking in the mirror and trying to tell yourself the truth.
So are they going to change the definition of narcissism now, like they have everything else, you know? Being gay, they changed the definition of that.
Narcissism means you're an upstanding citizen who shows up at Board of Supervisors meetings with a lot of information to help everybody with.
That's the truth, right? Yeah, right. Except no, not really.
Are the new category of reality denier. Let's see, there's no such thing. See, so if we went, we need to make a list. We need to have callers call in with a list of all the crap that has been spewed that has been incorrect from day one. Let's see, the Russiagate, you know, the pee-pee tapes, the origins of COVID, let's see, Hunter Biden's laptop, Jason, those were all, you were, and if you said anything that, the truth that all about, you were a liar. You're a denier. And now do you think that they're right about elections too?
Oh,
that there was never any fraud?
Yeah, that's why you got all this information coming out about all the different, what is it, 221,000 ballots or something back there in Michigan
or
something?
There's a bunch of stuff coming
out. Yeah, I mean, it's like, wow, really?
There was no cheating. And you know what it is these guys AI everything, I think. And so I did a little.
And AI doesn't lie either, right?
AI is you know, garbage in, garbage out. Now, but they did put, I AI'd, what was the Russia colluding with Trump the truth? And it said, the evidence does not support the claim of a direct coordinated conspiracy between the two. That's AI. All right. So then I said, I asked, is 2,000 Mules, you know, was that show, does that show election fraud? And it says, 2,000 Mules claims to show election widespread voter fraud in 2020 presidential election. However, expert fact checkers have debunked the film's claim, including methodological flaws and a lack of concrete evidence. Yeah, don't believe your eyes. And then it goes on, some criticisms of the document, and it goes into who was criticizing, we'll go there. The film relies heavily on geolocation data, which is not a reliable method for detecting fraud. The data can easily be manipulated, and the film's analysis is based on an incomplete and flawed assumptions. And then I AI'd, is geolocation data reliable? And it said, geolocation data is generally considered reliable. So, let's see. Which is it?
Well, and so I would say if the sheriff's departments currently use geolocation data.
And they can, by the way, it's admissible in court, and if they use it against you, that can prove that you committed a crime by your location.
Interesting. So that's admissible in court, yeah. But it's not reliable. Yeah. Depending on who you ask.
Well, if you ask the fact checkers, and we know who the fact checkers are, they're a group of people that live in parts of India that speak English, but you're aware, yes, sir. But they know all the facts, you know.
By the way,
I'm just like an Irish Indian guy.
I showed you a portion of that video, very similar to what you ended up having there, discussing all the times that Chris ended up saying how, you know, the vaccine was just the best thing, and that you were a bad American, and you basically needed to be removed from polite society by force.
You should
necessary.
Be charged. I think they wanted to prosecute people, criminal charges, because you are the problem that the rest of us are having, trying to avoid you. But then a little couple of facts came out that the vaccine didn't stop the spread and actually helped the spread. And so the super spreaders that weren't the super spreaders didn't, you know, the guys that were supposed to be going after the super spreaders became the super spreaders.
Yeah.
And so based upon that, I posted a clip of him saying that, followed by him doing the whole bit on him being vaccine injured and now taking ivermectin. That was removed for authenticity and integrity.
Because
it was truthful.
Because was it disinformation or misinformation? See, what's going on is, since this whole COVID thing, is that they've used it as a screen, as a cover to censorship anybody that disagrees with the narrative. That's why these Marxist meatheads are so screwed up. They only believe one side that tells them everything's disinformation that doesn't agree with them. That's why half of them are probably vaccine injured at this point. If they're not, just keep getting those shots, because you'll be fine. Don't worry.
They were so good at convincing everybody not to talk about it, convincing loved ones not to say anything out about it. Otherwise, you would be considered in the loony bin. You would basically be this person that's unable, unintelligent, and you just don't know better. And now, come to find out, oh, plot twist, I guess we were all right.
Yeah.
I don't use the term conspiracy theorist anymore. I say pre-spoiler alerts.
So I put in, you know, an AI.
Yeah.
Does President Biden have a brain?
What did they write? What it says, see the Wizard of Oz.
No, it says, is a person, so yes, he has a brain like humans do. If you're asking about his mental capabilities or health, it's essential to approach such discussion with respect and rely on credible sources and information.
Yeah, don't believe your eyes when he stands up and says, hey, they went with my butt. And, you know.
Threw in a shove down under pressure.
And,
you know what I mean.
It's like the hair on the legs. You got hairy legs.
Vatican healthcare is a human right.
Yeah, none of that. You shouldn't pay attention
to
that. The fact that they're not surrounding him as he goes for helicopter Air Force One. So that he,
yeah, they got to hang on to him so he doesn't fall.
And the gate, you know, his gate is it's the Tim Conway shuffle once again.
Yeah.
You know, he's there. You got a wall meadow. And so
4 more years.
Pug.
Yeah, I mean, he's starting to make Ron Burgundy look like a freaking genius these days, isn't he? So I don't Google anymore because I like to refer to Google as Scroogle. But I'm on another browser, and I asked AI. I can't say Google anymore, so I Scroogle.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
I said, are there vaccine injuries?
Only a few.
Yes. The vaccine injuries can occur. According to the search results, most people who receive vaccinations experience no side effects. But in rare instances, vaccine-related injuries can occur. The National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program allows individuals to file petitions for compensation if they experience serious side effects.
So, where is her data from? Was it right after they got the jab?
Were you lying, jab? Or you just didn't know?
Yes.
It's essential to note that serious injuries and deaths caused by vaccine are very rare. That's a little factoid people might have wanted to know.
Very rare? Millions of people die, is that very rare?
It depends on who you ask. And let me tell you who they ask.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Bill Gates Foundation.
And the idea that severe events are common has been classed as a common misconception about immunization by, wait for it, dun-da-da, the World Health Organization.
Oh. Again, you know, Bill Gates exhibits the biggest
The boys over there in Davos, you know, Klaus Schwab.
You must eat the bugs, and I'll have to.
You own nothing, and you'll like it. Eat the bugs. Here, I have some more for you, because you like them with the nice, quick holiday sauce made out of grasshoppers.
I enjoy duck. You eat grasshoppers. I enjoy duck.
Well, as long as they're not mashed up stink bugs, I guess it's all good.
But what difference does it make? Eat it.
Then I screw you. Shut up and eat, you fool.
No pudding for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I have a little more, sir?
So I scribbled how many vaccine injuries have occurred. According to the provided search results, there are various mentions of vaccine injuries, but it's essential to clarify that the exact number of vaccine injuries is difficult to determine given the information. However, I can summarize the data available. All right, so this was the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, and it said 7,084 claims were filed in 2022. Now, that's like...
2 years ago?
2 years ago. I wonder if anybody's been getting vaccinated since then. I mean, according to the chat room,
because they have these clinics, you know,
they're still doing it.
Yep, well, people are still going down.
There's a vaccine clinic this Friday. Free food.
I was going to say because there's free food, go on down and get your jab. Yeah.
All right, let's think about this. In a nation where heart disease is one of the leading causes of death, we're going to give out free McDonald's and donuts if you get this, you fat bastard.
It's called the Big Mac Attack.
and I think Bill Gates is somewhere in there with McDonald's, so you get a double whammy. What is your problem?
You have to be careful of the grimace, though. Big Mac Attack with the grimace, then you're in trouble. That could be
a new meaning to all beef patties.
You need to file a claim with the VAERS Association.
You see that damn clown in your dreams holding a syringe afterwards?
Ronald, no, Ronald, please, Ronald.
Not there! Oh!
Wow, you do that way too good.
Sorry, am I Mickey Mouse impression?
Yeah.
Hello there, boys and girls. It's time for the Mickey Mouse Show. So let's get back to the epic flip-flopper. Chris Cuomo.
No homo.
Chris Cuomo's not a homo.
Be very, very careful.
Shh. We're hunting vaxes.
Yes.
All right. So Let's listen to Chris. This is interviewing again. Now, this is a serious issue. We've been I think we're going to get cut off.
So maybe right after we come back after town hall and everything.
You're going to get cut off. Cut her off.
They're going to cut you off. And with that, we will go ahead. We're at the top of the hour, and we'll pick everything up on the other side, folks.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to move forward next month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston fills us in.
Lawyers for the president's son were not successful in getting the judge in the case to dismiss the prosecution, and a federal appeals court did not rule on the merits of the claim. As a result, the judge announced that Hunter Biden's trial should begin on June 3rd in Delaware. It's expected to last 3 to 6 days. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court's longest-serving justice has harsh comments about the decline of civility here in the nation's capital.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas tells attendees at a judicial conference that he and his wife have faced, quote, nastiness and lies, end quote, over the last several years, calling Washington, D.C. a hideous place. Justice Thomas was the closing speaker at the 11th Circuit Judicial Conference in Alabama.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Thousands more civilians fleeing Russia's renewed ground offensive in Ukraine's northeast this weekend that has targeted towns and villages with barrages of artillery and mortar fire. The intense battles have forced at least one Ukrainian unit to withdraw in the Kharkiv region, capitulating more land to Russian forces across less defended settlements along the Russian border. A federal judge in Texas has temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8. It was slated to go into effect this month. The temporary injunction imposed by Judge Mark Pittman in the Northern District of Texas is a win for the big banks and major credit card companies. They collect billions of dollars in revenue each year in late fees alone. More on these stories at townhall.com.
America's top podcasters are on the Salem Podcast Network. Charlie Kirk.
And if any Democrat is out there advocating for Donald Trump to be in a courthouse for September, October, you are a repulsive person. I'm sorry. You are deciding to shred the United States Constitution and our traditions just to try to win an election.
Laura Trump.
This is basic stuff. If things aren't working, you got to change them. That's the problem the Democrats have. All of their policy positions seem so extreme and so crazy. And you look at this and you're like, I don't know, that seems to make a lot of sense to me.
And Trish Regan.
And people that are here legally really don't appreciate all these illegals coming in, depressing the wages for the rest of the labor pool, possibly introducing an element of crime into their communities. They don't want it. They're not having it. And so guess what? They're migrating to Trump.
Subscribe today for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
The governor of New Mexico plans to court new investment in hydrogen fuel development.
Governor Lujan Grisham says she'll lead a delegation to an industry summit exhibition in the port city of Rotterdam, seeking the opportunity to sell New Mexico as a dynamic and thriving place for hydrogen industry investment. The Democrats have been a vocal proponent of investments in hydrogen as a transition fuel that can replace fossil fuels with cleaner burning hydrogen for vehicles, manufacturing, and generating electricity. But some environmentalists call hydrogen a false solution because it frequently relies on natural gas as a fuel source. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A strong earthquake has shaken the border of Mexico and Guatemala, driving frightened residents into the streets. The tremor struck just before 6 this morning. No immediate reports of damage, but more mountainous remote parts of the border are prone to landslides. Preliminary magnitude, 6.4. News and analysis at townhall.com. One retail giant cuts back on Pride Month merchandise in certain stores. The story from correspondent Jennifer King.
Target confirms it is reducing the number of stores carrying Pride-themed merchandise. The company said Friday it will base their decision on where to offer such items on guest insights and consumer research. The full range of LGBTQ plus items will continue to be offered online. Target removed some displays last year after intense backlash from some customers who confronted workers, tipped over displays, and posted threatening videos from inside the stores. I'm Jennifer King.
Today is Sunday, May the 12th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today. Country singer Billy Swan amongst them. He is 82 years old. Actor Gabriel Byrne is 74, as is actor Bruce Boxleitner. Actor Ving Rhames has a birthday today, 265 years old, and actress Emily Van Camp is 38. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host, here with the latest local update. As the Israel-Hamas war continues, the echoes of the conflict reverberate in the streets of Redding, California. Weekly protests in Redding, organized by Free Palestine NorCal and Redding We Stand With Israel, highlight the ongoing tension between Israel and Palestine supporters. Lori O'Connell, co-founder of Free Palestine NorCal, emphasizes the humanitarian aspect of the movement, while Kelly Frost from Redding We Stand With Israel believes peace can only be achieved when Hamas is defeated or surrenders. Despite their differences, both sides express a desire for peace and engage in mostly peaceful demonstrations at the Sundial Bridge every Sunday. As the world watches, the people of Redding make their voices heard, reminding us that the path to peace is never easy. While international conflict sparks debate in Redding, local government officials are grappling with their own challenges. After two decades of stagnant salaries, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors is set to receive a substantial pay raise. In a 3-1 vote, the board approved the first reading of an ordinance proposing a 46% increase in their compensation, along with a $5,000 annual travel allowance. This move aims to bring the board's pay in line with other similarly sized California counties and provide adequate coverage for county-related travel expenses. The last time the board received a cost of living adjustment was in 2002, with a 2% decrease in 2010. The second reading of the enactment of the ordinance are expected on May 14th, with changes taking effect 60 days later. We'll bring you the latest updates as this story develops. As the county board navigates fair compensation complexities, a sinister threat endangers our community's most vulnerable. Our children. Human trafficking, a growing concern in Shasta County, preys on our youth. Sarah Murphy from the Shasta County's DA's office emphasizes the daily exploitation of children's vulnerabilities. Traffickers target kids on social media, exploiting bad days and offering false comfort, particularly to at-risk children in abusive or neglectful homes. Kimberly Johnson from One Safe Place and the Children's Legacy Center stresses educating ourselves and connecting with kids to protect them online. While trafficking leaves a lifetime mark, with support, survivors can heal and show remarkable resilience. Together, we must protect our children's innocence. During these challenges, our community takes a moment to honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our nation. A moving tribute honoring Shasta County's fallen heroes is now on display at the Shasta County Administration Building. The Veterans Memorial Display is a heartfelt tribute to the county's residents who lost their lives serving our nation since World War I. The installation, opened Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. throughout May, serves as a powerful reminder of their sacrifice and courage. Visit and pay your respects to our hometown heroes. As we reflect on the sacrifices of our veterans, let's not forget to celebrate the vibrant spirit of our community. Giddy up and get ready for an action-packed Redding Rodeo Week. From May 10th to the 18th, the town will be buzzing with excitement as the Asphalt Cowboys and Redding Rodeo Association host a series of events. Don't miss the Cowboy Chili Cook-Off on May 10th, the Redding Rodeo Steak Feed and Dance on May 11th, and the main event, the Redding Rodeo, running from May 15th to the 18th, with four nights of thrilling performances. Fuel up at the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast on May 17th and catch the Grand Finale Redding Rodeo Parade on May 18th. Saddle up and enjoy the fun. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Become part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X, formerly Twitter.
Ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. Shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star.
goes out to that special fact denier out there in the world of complete BS. Yeah, you know who you are.
So, there's a lot of them. You can't pinpoint just one. Well, there's so many to choose from. Cover
a, it's such a large base of
that's what I'm saying.
Fact deniers that, you know, you try to cover your bases. So here's another one. Select subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic looks like it's going RICO. Now, for those of you who went to college, RICO is a racketeering influence and corruption organization. You know, the RICO Act is a organized crime act that provides to, criminal penalties and civil cause of actions for acts performed as part of an ongoing criminal organization. And they're starting to talk about Fauci here a little bit. You know, the guy that said that he had nothing to do with the Wuhan lab funding and the, you know, gaining.
Well, yeah, he also said that, you know, to wear masks, and he didn't say to wear masks.
Gain
and he
of
did
function.
This,
and besides
to get
that,
he's
a terrible pitcher as well. And so, of course, that's a fact that we have to deny. Are you kidding me? There's no organized crime going on here. Even though, there's, huge payments from...
Well, I have to clarify. If you went to college back in the day, probably not modern college, you probably didn't learn about the RICO Act. It probably has a different definition.
Yeah.
Just saying, they probably don't even teach it in college today.
I went to college, and I learned about gender studies and other things. Because
rainbows.
Yeah, I got a degree.
In rainbow algae.
Yeah, I love rainbows.
Well, it's nice to see that that Joe's been
That he has a degree in rainbows.
People's educations now for that. I saw there was a guy this last week that was really thanking Joe Robinette Biden for taking our tax dollars and paying off $19,000 of his student loans. That was great.
That's not called bribery, is it? And ignoring the Supreme Court's not called tyranny either.
The separation
of powers equal, but, that type of thing where, there's supposed to be checks and balances, the sort of thing where, the founding fathers, we didn't want to let one of the parts of the government, executive, legislative, or judicial branch, become so powerful that it would overshadow the others and become tyrannical and need a Second Amendment thing going on, would we?
We wouldn't have a situation where in 5 years' time we're going to have 50 cents of every dollar go to just the principal of of the loan, just paying the interest on the loan.
We deserve it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking rainbow ship to Gaza is the way to go.
Wow.
I really am. I'm thinking, hey, these guys would look good in a rainbow captain outfit, kind of like the Black Pearl, only different.
Armity.
Wow.
It'll be the multicolored pearl.
Just everybody will be happy.
We have a guest in the studio.
We
better stop. She's looking at me kind of weird. We have Dr. Laura Hobbs with us
today.
And we're going to talk about election fact deniers today because anybody
that's... Misinformation.
There's no fraud anywhere because I was told to say that by... I don't know, somebody named Soros. I still haven't figured out where he's coming from.
It would never happen in Shasta County at all. There's nothing to see here, right?
That's right.
Well, let's just say that it didn't happen. But we're okay with all the rules, so we can't check too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We don't want to know.
Exactly.
Joanna would tell us the truth.
I like the term election reformers.
Election reformers.
Well, I was kind of throwing stones. Not that I throw stones at anybody that is, kind of left-leaning or anything. Not because they don't deserve it or anything like that. Because, they've been attacking anybody that disagrees with them for so long. And then they're like, oh, you're doing that to me now? What? Sorry. I'm in a rare mood today,
we want to go over some of the stuff that you have located.
Get serious.
Yes. We want to be serious about this. and, in, you know, get the information out there. I'm sure a lot of people have heard some of the information, but it never hurts to go over it. And you said something the other day to me that you have discovered even more things that need to be reviewed.
Yep. And I just recently got a hold of the precinct or the batch by precinct data. I'd been asking that for almost 2 months now. And Joanna's been withholding documents. She's withholding the cast vote record data. She's withholding the audit log data.
I think she's doing that just to frustrate you, or there's actually something there that we should be paying attention to.
Does she think you'll go away?
Yeah, exactly. If you don't have anything to hide, then you don't hide anything, right? But these are public documents that belong in the public domain. They don't belong to Joanna. These are auditing documents, and everyone should be able to see them.
Joanna who?
The deputy ROV, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Joanna.
Yeah, she's done such a wonderful job. She's done exactly what she was told to do.
The one that's trying to maintain her position?
Well, she wants to get elected to Kathy's position.
Yeah.
She wants to step up.
Yep. And I think we can do a lot better than that. She's not transparent. She's not what we need here in Shasta County. She's not aware of the problems, and she's not doing anything to fix
them. I think
she
might be aware of the problems, but I'm not sure that these people care about being aware of the problems. What they care about is maintaining power.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's sad. It really is. But, and I've met Joanna on several occasions. I was actually a member of the redistricting committee where we came up with a plan, and they completely ignored us. Mm-hmm. Back in the moldy days, but so she's cut from the same cloth as Kathy.
Absolutely.
Did she give you a reason why she wasn't producing the records, or she just say anything?
They asked for two extensions, which by law you can ask for one extension, and then they also said they used the excuse that there were too many records to comb through to fulfill my request, but that's not true. With the cast vote record and the audit log, they come from the cast Verity machine, or the Hart Verity machine, and you can just export it. It's with the click of a mouse, and you're done. You don't have to create a new record. It's already in the system.
If it's so cumbersome, how did she count the election?
Yeah, and they use these very same reports to make their final report that they...
Wouldn't that be in their normal stuff to have, in their normal reports?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
So.
Being a doctor, I guess you just won't understand anything like that.
Yeah.
Well, I do have experience looking at large data sets, so I wasn't intimidated. Apparently that's not something they do over in the elections office, though, because I asked her if she did analyze the audit log data before certifying, and she said no.
So what are we going to do about all this? I mean, we hear a lot about what's happening. We hear about a lot of the problems, about a lot of the COVID stuff. And is it my understanding that all of the rules that they changed after the COVID pandemic are they still all in place?
Yeah, that's the problem. They used COVID to say we had to go to mail-in balloting for everybody, mm-hmm. instead of the restricted, limited absentee balloting. And Gavin Newsom did that. So the November 2020 election was all mail-in. Before that, we only had restricted, limited absentee. And that's what we need to go back to because we're not in a COVID crisis. The legislature did go through and codify Newsom's emergency order. But at this point, we absolutely need to change back to the limited absentee, because what happens when you have those mail-in ballots, and I'm urging everybody to use to just get rid of that envelope, to boycott the envelope.
Because just go down and vote in person.
Yep,
and get a new ballot.
And don't even bring your mail-in ballot with you, because if you do it that way, then what happens is it has to be signature verified. It could possibly be challenged, and you don't want that. And then another thing is it's not counted that night. It gets put in a stack of ballots that need to be opened. And
the ones that are mailed in,
yeah.
Or dropped off at the precinct on election night, same thing.
So the ones that get counted are the ones that you do go in there on election day and actually vote at that point by having them give you a fresh ballot.
Yep, but don't put it in an envelope, because if it gets in an envelope, it's not counted that night.
Well, and I thought that they always say, oh, well, you need to give you a provisional if you don't have your ballot.
No, they don't. They don't do that now. I know that in the past they did, and a lot of people are confused about that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can sign in. You go there and sign in.
Show them ID.
Well, I think you should show them ID. They won't look at it, but that's another story. So you sign in, and then you've crossed through all the checkpoints. At that point, your ballot will be counted that night. If you mail it in or if you drop it off in an envelope, it won't be counted that night. It takes days for them.
Well, isn't that kind of how we think that they're cheating? If they're cheating, is that they get the totals to see how much they need before they start, you know, getting to the point where they count the ballots correctly?
Yeah, and it's always bothered me here, and it doesn't happen a lot of places, as they say, oh, we're going to count on Tuesday, Wednesday, and we'll give you the results on Friday. You know, and it takes them like 3 weeks, three different times. It's like the dumps.
Yep.
It's like, why in the hell does it take these dumps? Why do we do it that way?
Well, it's an artifact of doing all mail-in balloting. The same thing happened in Oregon. They were the first state to go to all mail-in balloting. And they went from having results on the same night to having to wait weeks to months to get results. And it's because of the system. It's a broken system.
Do you think that the Board of Supervisors can do anything to straighten this out at all?
Absolutely they can. They can write local ordinances, and they should. And I feel like even if we get the best ROV possible out there, which I think they'll select a good one, I'm hoping, but even if they get the best one, they still have to do the work to back them up and to write these local ordinances to give them the framework to say, hey, we're gonna follow the local election law here and not the state election law.
Yeah, because, you know, I keep getting, you know, when you go to the Board of Supervisors meeting, I've been lacking because of our work, you know, the last couple months. We just can't do it. We've got too many things doing. But as soon as it work frees up, I'm starting to go back to the meetings and checking things out. But I noticed that you've always got the peanut gallery up there yelling like they're the majority. Is that true? Are they the majority?
No, definitely not.
Then how can we get a 68% vote for our board, our ROV in this county?
Well, she presided over her own election, so that's how.
You think there's a problem?
I can't trust those results. I looked at the cast vote record data on that election, the June 2022 election, and it showed the Mesa pattern of fraud, where instead of having a natural pattern where you see a lot of variation in the beginning and it settles out to a flat line, what you saw in her election against Bob Holsinger was you had a little variation and then it just gradually climbed up to the final set point, which you just don't see that after tens of 20,000 votes have been counted.
Some of it just doesn't make sense to me because it seems like the big positions in the county that are, you know, maintained by Democrats all stayed the same under these circumstances. And for me, that doesn't make sense. And then when you compound that with no ability to check the actual data.
Joanna just destroyed that data from that election, the primary of 2022.
Yeah, then when you go poll information, your percentages for Democrat and Republicans in the county, it doesn't jive.
Well, there could be an explanation for that. There could be the fact that the Democrats are registering as Republicans so that it looks like the Democrat – The demographics are more Republican than Democrat. I mean, that's how they do it in a lot of places.
Well, yeah, they could, but
that's not the pulse. That's not the feeling I get for the people on the ground, you know, knocking on doors and whatnot. I say we are a conservative county. Most of the people I spoke to were conservatives and had questions about the accuracy of our elections.
Really? So why do we keep ending up with Democrats in charge of everything?
Well, if they control counting the votes, then they control the outcomes.
I guess we're back to the Stalin theory. Who counts votes gets to win votes.
So this kind of gets me back to the movie that came out recently, Let My People Go. And it gets back to the voting that's on that. If you haven't seen it, it's on the Rumble channel.
I need to watch that. I just haven't watched it.
We talked about it a little bit, but it's a great movie.
When we're on a movie, I just have to say it as a disclaimer. Finding the Money, we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
That's a hard pass. It's a left-wing
Yeah, you don't even get to door number one, so forget it.
Yeah, just go ahead. Don't pay the money. It's a garbage movie. Yeah.
Versus you have this other movie where the guy, he actually asked everybody who is a content creator, regardless of right or left, he asked them to put it on their show because he got depersoned. They took away his credit cards. They took away his banking. They took away all the money that he had made from the movie originally, and he asked that everybody get it out and it become the most bootleg movie in America. So based upon some of the assertions that we saw there is that these voting machines are rigged. They can mm-hmm. actually print on the ballots, which is one of the reasons why they wanted felt markers rather than using like a blue ball pen. They discussed the fact that they were actually figuring out ahead of time how many votes that they needed. It's a very good, probably about 2 hour, 20 minute watch. You can find it on the Gateway Pundit did it. I have it on my Rumble channel Rumble.com/fires. And you can find it there. But that's kind of where I'm at on this is how do we change this now moving forwards?
Well, I think the only way we can change it is locally, and that's why I got involved in politics locally. It has to do with our Board of Supervisors, people, actually individuals, people who haven't been involved in politics before, getting up and standing up, going to the board meetings, making their opinions known as far as elections and demanding that we have fair and accurate elections. I don't think we can do it any other way. On the national level, it's just too much. It's too overwhelming of a task.
Could we have not certified? I have a hard time with this, that they always say, well, we had to certify it. Why do you have to certify it if you think that there's a problem with it? Do you know?
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason why they should have certified it. I don't see a good justification for it. In fact, I'm really disappointed that they went ahead and did so. The Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, yeah. They could have said, no, we're not going to certify it right now. We need to look at the records more or something like that, couldn't they?
Yep, certainly. Yeah.
So why do you think they did certify it? Because of pressure?
I don't really have a good justification for that. I don't understand their reasoning there. And I was thinking that if Kevin had lost, then he would probably go ahead and certify it because he didn't want to be seen as a sore loser. I figured the fact that he overcame the recall, that he might actually not certify it on the basis of what we've seen as far as the data.
So who certified it? Who? I know it wasn't a majority. I mean, it was a majority vote. It wasn't a unanimous decision. Who did certify it?
Everyone voted to certify except for Patrick Jones.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. That's always bothered me because we've had this in previous elections, too, and they go, well, why are you certifying it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, why would you go there if you think that there's some foul play or even if there's not? If the people want to look at the records, then why would you go ahead? Because my understanding, once you certify, it's not like you can go open them back up, right? Am I correct in that?
Do you know?
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the exact laws on that. I know that they do. Are you talking about boxing away the ballots and sealing everything up?
Yeah.
Yeah. But hopefully, you know, I have a case right now that's going to be heard soon. My election, if people don't know, was decided by 14 votes. So my opponent avoided a runoff with me in November by 14 votes. And so my case brings up all of these abnormalities that I've seen and witnessed.
So you might still be in the running if you can show that there is some miscounting or something that didn't add up to the proper ballots.
Yeah, so there's a chance. I mean, what we would ask the judge is simply to allow me to go on to the November race for a runoff with Alan Long.
So they did a recount on the recall before it was called, but they didn't do any on your race, and there was a difference of 14 votes.
Yeah, they did recount some of my race. They basically counted 100% of the District 1 race that was there at that time.
Isn't Alan Long a Democrat?
You know, he basically is.
Is he espoused to be a Democrat, or does he say he's a conservative?
I think that technically he's registered not as a Democrat, but if you listen to the content of, you know, how he feels on different issues, it's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of the way these guys get elected, too. They say they're one thing and they talk another.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that's what he did, but I'm always curious as to figure out why a conservative county as ours, are they just disconnected, or is it just all about the cheating? I'm trying to, you know, reconcile in my mind how this keeps happening over and over again, you know?
Yeah. Because they don't allow us to look at the records and open it up. They're not transparent.
Well, and I think it gets back to the point, all right, so we ended up getting rid of the Dominion voting machines up here. We ended up going to a hand count, and then by executive order, Gavin Newsom said, you can't hand count. Like, that doesn't seem transparent. It doesn't seem at all like we have any real say in our elections, especially as our counties go. And then you look at, okay, so you've got people that have questions. You have people that have doubts. Why can't we have an independent audit on the votes to show whether or not it was legitimate?
Well, and I don't trust the machines, period, because the machines, I've seen too much data across the board, across the country, that says that there's faulty machines. I mean, the DeKalb, I always think of the DeKalb, Georgia incident, where the lady challenged it because she was the only person in her, that nobody voted for her in her district, and she's like, well, I voted for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they didn't count her vote for herself. So she's like, there's no way this is right. So she opened it back up. And then upon opening it back up and going through all the votes and hand counting everything, turns out she won.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was enough for me. Now I don't trust these things anymore because I don't know whether it's by design or it's just faulty or, you know, somebody else is controlling it. We, you know, the modem thing, oh, they can't hook up to the internet. Well, we know that's BS, and that came right out of Kathy's mouth. You can't hook them up. They don't have a place to – nobody has wireless technology. Is anybody here hooked up to a modem at this point right now?
That's addressed in that Let Other People Go movie pretty considerably throughout it. I mean, it's once you see that, you're pretty well black-pilled on our election systems. And let's just think about this logically.
I don't want a black pill. I want a red pill.
Let's think about this logically, okay? Out of all of the candidates that we have in the entirety of the United States, we've got – a guy with dementia, pretty severe, pretty obvious. We've got a guy
who won a free and fair election and got the most votes in the history of any president ever.
Right? So you've got a guy that is, once again, from one of the considered families that is always there. You got one of the RFK people that's now here.
We have to go to Trump. Break.
That's who we've got for the entirety of the nation.
We have to go to a
break. We're going to go to a break.
You need to take a green pill. And
well, he doesn't like green. And with that, if you want to call in and have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family.
Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for vendors to join us for our 10th annual Bacon and Brew Fest. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, June 14th. For more information or to complete registration, contact group sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. All participants must register and submit business logo before Tuesday, May 14th to be eligible. Participants will receive $400 with a chance to win an additional $500 cash. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For you, sad little man, but he's treated like a god as the faithless pray to a fake and a fraud. Worship the man, pledge to his word. One shot, two shot, now you get a third. Sad little man. Trap you like a dog, put your head in the net while they eat you raw. Don't ask why, just comply, cause fear is the drug that the doctor prescribed. Sad little man, you can watch him on the news, preaching to his choir while they learn the rules. Some feel safe and some feel healed, but they'll all hold his hand as he makes the kill. Sad little man, sad little man, you better run.
Yeah, so we need a new verse for that. It's called the Rico Statue line. Sad little man in the Rico in hand. Something that was about Fauci, in case you didn't know, because we do have a few Marxist meatheads out there that do listen. It's pretty obvious that they do. They have a hard time understanding. If we could do this in some hand signals in Braille or something, or some kind of a, we should have some kind of a. An outlet where we could actually mix up the letters.
No, it's at this point it's got to be Neuralink. You got to jack a man, be able to kind of upload a different system to him. I feel like the operating system when it's corrupted, it's gone. So
we could change your name. We could change your name to Sovereign Borgs.
Wow,
could work.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's what they'd like to do to us.
I have been assimilated. I think we are one.
Did in the Simpsons, where they hook them all up to the electric current thing, and then when they hit the button, yeah,
ouch! Exactly. Stop that!
Yeah,
don't.
I'm just saying.
Where were we?
I know you want to go over a few more things, Laura, about
I'll just go in a little bit into what I've seen in the data and the audit logs. So there's a whole – you can sort the audit log by category, like batch created, batch saved, and batch discarded. So I, of course, was interested in the discarded batch area because why do you discard a batch?
Right,
What? I mean – why would there be any discards if they're all legitimate voter rolls? And what are the discards? Is that fake ballots? Is that people that aren't supposed to be there or were registered? They moved.
Double ballots.
What is it?
So basically, what it is if the scanner makes a mistake They have to rescan the whole batch, right? So occasionally that's going to happen.
Sure.
But in that case, you have the same precinct number and you have the same user name and you have the same tabulator because it's just a rerun of the same batch, right?
So it would be easy to track who was doing it, is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. And so what I'm finding is there's one category. That's the legitimate reruns that I just explained, the same precinct, same user, same tabulator. But then there's another category of wrongfully discarded batches. These are batches that have a different tabulator, a different user, a different precinct number, and they're assigned the same batch number, and then they're basically a duplicate, and they get discarded. They go from a duplicate to being a discarded batch.
So why would you have discarded ballots and duplicates in the first place? I get it. Would that kind of make your numbers skewed at some point?
Well, yeah. We're looking at upwards of 6,000 votes that got discarded.
Counted once and then discarded? Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't like what the results are.
Possibly.
Or I really like the results.
Yeah. It's impossible to tell the content of those votes that were discarded. But that's one of the serious concerns I have.
Those are not destroyed? Those aren't destroyed?
What happens when they scan them is they just scan the whole batch, and then they put a paper tape around it, and they stick it in a cardboard box. So that cardboard box, then, like we said, gets sealed up, shut, and put away, and never to be seen again. So unless there's actually somebody there watching that batch having been scanned, it's as if it never even existed. And the way that you can kind of uncover this is by looking at the audit log file and seeing that, because every time a keystroke is made, there's a record of it in the audit log file. So this is an auditing document, which they're now withholding from me. They gave me the most current one I have is up to March 22nd, but they continue to count it even up until March 28th, which is when the election was certified. So I need the complete audit log file.
Well, especially when you're only 14 votes away. I mean, it's...
Exactly.
All right, we're going to give you this much data, but we're going to exclude everything else that we have. Once again, there's no transparency in this process. And when you go back and you look at that movie, you actually have a passcode that's an admin passcode that you can go through, and you can effectively swap votes around, completely change the outcome of it, and there's no history of it. You can effectively...
We saw that with the meeting that was here in Reading as well with the doctor. I'm trying to think of his name right off.
Clayton Curtis.
Curtis, thank you. So this evidently is pretty common knowledge with the people who program and make these machines.
Yeah.
Well, it was apparently a whistleblower from the actual manufacturers of the machines themselves, somebody who is actually pretty high up in the process of making these said machines, who just pulled the plug on it. He's like, dude, we don't have any fair elections.
Right, and then they showed where it would fill in the box or the bubble or whatever you want to call it. And it'd be exactly the same on multiple ballots automatically.
Print your incomplete ballot.
I mean, it's easy to fix this.
Why do you have printers built into voting tabulators?
This is so easy to fix. Mm-hmm. Voting on one day, except for absentee ballots for veterans or whoever's out of the country or something. Show ID. You might even want to put a fingerprint on something to prove that it's you. And paper ballots in the hand counting.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And why would anybody, if that's so reliable? And we even had Kathy, I never think of her name. It's an Allen Darling or Darling Allen, I think.
Whatever.
Kathy Allen.
She's not a darling in my book, but Kathy Allen, thank you. And I asked her point blank right here in the studio. I says, voter ID, for or against? She wouldn't answer.
Hmm.
Now, she says, well, that'll never fly. I don't care if it'll fly. I'm asking you, your opinion. Voter ID. Do you think voter ID should be a requirement or not? She wouldn't answer the question. So that tells you, if she was for it, she would say yes. So it tells you she's against it. There's no question about it. So why would you be in that position against people proving that they're entitled to vote as a legitimate citizen in Shasta County or any other county for that matter?
There's no reason. I mean, if you want fair and transparent elections, you have to start at the beginning, which is the voter rolls and the eligibility to vote. And that's if you don't fit that basic requirement, you shouldn't be casting a vote.
Well, I think we go back to the whole thing from the whole premise of the show from the beginning. These guys don't care about right. They don't care about – they care about power. They don't care about the truth. They care about doing and getting the results that they want no matter what. It doesn't matter how many bodies are left in a trail behind them. They don't care. What they care about is maintaining power.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And did you hear about the recent Texas court case that went before the Supreme Court? The U.S. Supreme Court.
I haven't heard which one you're talking about.
Well, the state of Texas was trying to argue that doing mail-in balloting was necessary because minorities can't make it to the polls in time and all this stuff. And the Supreme Court just shut that down. They said,
no,
there's no argument here. There's no reason to go to all mail-in balloting.
It's the same with the ID. Oh, well, we don't want to disenfranchise the ethnic voters or any of the poor people, but they don't need ID to go to get food stamps or go to the grocery store or drive a car or
buy alcohol.
They don't need any of that. So they're just too stupid for all that other stuff. So, but they couldn't get an ID to vote because, I mean, and who are we talking about? If that's the
whole argument is racist on the premise.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid. What are there, three guys in an internment camp down there somewhere that can't get ID to vote? Well, you don't want them voting to begin with because they're too stupid.
And the Secretary of State, Shirley Weber, wouldn't let me into her building down in Sacramento without showing my ID. So there you go.
You
should have came up and said, "Hey, Mingai, let me in. See you."
He should have.
Well, and meanwhile, though,
Where's my check?
I should have paid it.
This came out 23 hours ago. Seems a little pertinent. Digital ID regulations start this month, mandatory by 2026. Now, this is for the Europeans' latest set of digital ID rules. The rule on May 20th, big tech firms and EU member nations must now comply in supporting the EU digital identity wallet.
They'll do by then, before they get there, they'll make a world community of voters for everybody. it's kind of like
basically what we have with open borders, right?
Yeah, open the borders. Let all the poor people through. We'll forgive all the student loan debt and bribe them, and then we'll give all the guys coming over the border checks and free food and whatever, and they'll vote for us. And so it doesn't really matter. We'll just be a big community of fun-loving people. And even though we don't understand or assimilate into America based on constitutional precepts so that we all stay free, that's not a problem.
And if you go back to, like, the movie, I go back to the paper. I didn't realize it's supposed to be on special paper. Out of Canada is one of the only places to get the paper for the ballots. But for all the mail-in here, I mean, how hard is it just to, print it and mark it and throw it in the box?
Yeah, and that was a feature of the Dominion machine that you could turn on or off. So apparently they had it turned off, so they weren't checking
the
source of the paper.
Yeah, the machine will actually detect clear down to the paper, and they turned it off so they didn't know if it was the unique paper or not.
So everything they've done in every conceivable way that I can see is to make it easier to cheat.
Yep, and the problem is they're codifying the cheat right now down in Sacramento. Is they're making laws every single day. Right now they're making a law to say that the audit logs and the precinct number and batch numbers should not be shared with the public.
It's not about a fair election. It's about control. It's about power always.
Yep, it absolutely is. And they've been making laws like this against us for decades, but right now it's really heated up and it's retaliatory in nature because they're basically retaliating against Shasta County for ending the Dominion contract.
Oh, gee, we wanted free and fair elections that were based on the actual voters in the county that are registered and citizens that, want to be constitutional and have their values reflected in their elected officials. That's terrible.
Yeah. So.
Can't have that.
You have stepped up to the plate and you are actually suing?
Yes. So the way the law is written, I have to list my opponent as the defendant in the case. And Kathy Allen is also listed as a co-defendant in this case, because Kathy Allen she was listed in her duties as a county official, the county is representing her. And I believe they're also representing Alan Long.
Oh, really? Interesting. So you're going to take them to court on some different stuff that they haven't produced? Or?
So one of the issues is what I just talked about the discarded batches. There's other elements of the argument. One of the big issues is that they're supposed to be following the random alphabet drawing by the Secretary of State. So the person who's listed first on the ballot for each race gets a 5% advantage. And
they didn't do that. They didn't put you first.
They didn't put me. Yeah, they were based on this random alphabet drawing that the Secretary of State sends to all the counties, and there's a mandatory law saying you must, you know, I think it's the law is 13.1.12, says you have to follow this this order. And they didn't follow that order. So.
And that order gives you a semi-advantage. And that could have been surmounted.
There's only a 14
votes.
You could
have got the 14
difference.
Votes.
Yeah, a 5% advantage for me would have amounted to about 500 votes. So that could have put me up to the point where
so
I
what
went
are the
on
penalties if you win? What do they do? If you win, is there any thing that's going to make you whole here? Is there something that's going to remedy this?
The remedy would just be going on to the November election, I think.
On the ballot.
On the ballot, yeah. Mm. That would be the most expedient way to remedy.
Excuse me. That seems like a fair result. Do you have an attorney? Are you doing this yourself?
I have an attorney, and he signed on to the case just recently. So he'll be taking what I've submitted and putting it into the proper procedural format, you know, legalese. And so that's coming up.
And he's cheap, right?
He's not cheap. So if you want to donate, you're welcome to donate. You can go to my website.
How do they do that?
My website is votelaurahobbs.com, and you can click on the donate button there. And you can also check out some of my material I have on ShastaVote.org. You can find the election commission's reports that I've done, as well as other reports, the report to the sheriff about the 2022 election, some other elections there.
I have to say, you're the first person that I've known that stepped up to take on the task of a suit against them, which is wonderful, like you say, if the information they're presenting or not is true, if they're not even following the guidelines from the state,
mm-hmm.
like with that one thing, what mm-hmm. else are they doing? I mean, mm-hmm. it's just a lot.
Yep.
It's a big question about what the hell they're doing over there.
Exactly.
Well, and there's no transparency. That's been the big thing for me continually. You ask for transparency. You have legal requirements that they need to be transparent. They need to be able to have these documents that are stored for 2 years. They don't let anybody look at them. They don't let anybody see anything throughout the process. And then we're expected to just believe the results. It's trust me, bro.
Yeah, and they pick and choose which laws they follow over there?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they use the gray area to their advantage as well. So some of the stuff is not directly violating laws. Other stuff is a direct violation of law. And that's basically what my court case will be about.
Awesome.
I'm having trouble getting to the website for some reason.
VoteLauraHobbs.com?
That's what I got.
Okay.
I'm not sure why.
I didn't try it.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can bring it up. It is... Yeah, it looks like it's having an issue as far as bringing it up. Oh, there it goes.
Well, let me see. I'm going to try... I'm going to try another browser here and see what happens, but...
VoteLauraHobbs.
Do it again. VOTE what?
VoteLauraHobbs.com.
That's what I got, interestingly enough.
Yeah, on my phone now. I couldn't get it.
It seems like it has a redirect on it.
But anyhow, what else would you like to get out? We've got a few minutes yet, that some more stuff to go.
Well, could I speak about the Elections Commission?
Sure.
Because I don't know if you're all aware, but our supervisors, Tim Garman and Mary Rickard, decided not to reappoint the vacancy in the Elections Commission. And that was basically a protest vote, because as long as you have 3 members on the Election Commission, they can still meet. They have a quorum. And they've spoken publicly that they don't see the value in that commission, and so they don't support it. and that's why they're not reappointing. But unfortunately, it's looking like Chairman Cry is also delaying the appointment because now most recently Lisa Michaud has stepped down.
Yeah.
Michaud. And so basically now at this point, the commission can't even meet. And I think that's a big disservice to the community.
What did the election committee do?
Commission.
Well, they had some false starts. There's been a lot of people working against them. A lot of things, you know, were changed by people working behind the scenes that kind of slowed them. So they had a slow start, but they have accomplished good things. They sent out the recommendations to the board for hand counting at the precincts using paper poll books. And if you guys haven't read that, I highly recommend it. It's a very good document, and it's available on ShastaVote.com. ShastaVote.com, sorry.
That's okay.
And you can read that there. So they're doing good stuff for the community. It's also a pressure release valve. People from the community that have had poor experiences at the ROV as observers or just as people trying to vote, they can go there and talk and voice their concerns. Because at the Board of Supervisors meeting, sometimes you only get 3 minutes and you can only say so much. So
yeah, sometimes it's hard to get all the information out or your concern out.
Yeah, so I'm urging people to let Kevin Cry know that they want somebody appointed right away so that no further meetings have to be canceled.
Mm-hmm. So are there any does somebody have to volunteer for that position?
I think a number of people have volunteered, but it'd be good to get someone who's definitely committed and not just going to step down in another couple weeks or a month, you know.
But they have to be from that district, correct?
Actually, no, they don't.
Oh, really?
So
I didn't know
that.
If
you're interested, let Kevin Cry know.
Okay. I thought it was that you had to be in his district for him to appoint you to the commission, but that's good to know. Yeah. Because there's a lot of people out there that could
do it.
Yeah. I mean, it is important because usually what a commission does is give you the pros and cons or the concerns of the community on a subject, whether it's, you know, old people or children or the voting or any of that.
I'm having issues with the internet, I guess, today for some reason. So just trying to get there. Yeah, my problem is I don't have enough time anymore to do anything, and that's a lot of people's problem. They're working so hard to try to just make ends meet that it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher. Food prices going up, the non-existent inflation seems to be getting worse and worse and worse.
But you would think that even the people on the left would want to maybe be appointed in that position since they're always saying that there's nothing wrong with the elections. There's, you know, everything's good. They're transparent. You would think that somebody on the left want to be on the commission as well. I'm just saying.
It should be a nonpartisan issue.
Yeah. Right?
Everyone wants to know that their vote is accurately counted.
You would think.
You would think.
It doesn't really matter, though, if you're on the left and your votes are being double counted in the first place.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Maybe that's why they don't want to be on there. But
just saying, I don't know.
I think it gets back to the fact that a lot of it is we have an issue with all of these people that are, I think, appointed. When you start looking at it, you start seeing the
selections instead of elections. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah. When your votes, you can all vote for this as long as it's what I want. That's what we've been seeing over and over and over again. That's what we're seeing right now at the law firm.
We got about a couple minutes left. We better let Laura try to get as much as she can out there right now.
How do they support you? When do you go to court and those things?
Okay, so my first hearing is going to be on May 20th at 9 a.m. in room 64 on the 6th floor. And you're welcome to attend. This is just to set the hearing date, though. It's not going to be the actual hearing. You can support me on my website, votelaurahobbs.com. I'm also urging people to ban the envelope come November. Don't use the envelope. Just vote in person on Election Day without an envelope. Leave your mail-in ballot at home.
Do you have a phone number?
Yeah, you can call me 805-710-4905. Call me, and I can give you my address. You can send a check through the mail as well.
I finally got the website up. I haven't got Shasta Vote up yet, but I'm not sure what's going on here. But I do see your website here at votelaurahobbs.com. And I'm looking for a way to there's a button that says donate, and then that's coming up 403 forbidden. So I think you should probably give the phone number and maybe an email address to get a hold of you as well. Might be a better way to go.
Okay.
And then go check your
805-710-4905, and my email is dr.laurahobbs@protonmail.com. Dr. Laura Hobbs at protonmail.com.
All right, very good.
Well, thanks for coming in, and when you dig up more information or, you know, when you get your court date and stuff, please let us know so we can get out there and people can help support you.
Thank you so much.
You
bet.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks for having me. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
All right, I guess we're at the end of the show. Another week has gone by, and remember, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is the dangerous servant and a fearful master.
All gun control is racist. See y'all next week and happy Mother's Day.
I am just a simple man working with my hands.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.